next.
This is Grow Omaha, the only radio show that talks about economic development, construction, business expansion, and all of those things that make Omaha a great place to live or visit. Grow Omaha on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Grow Omaha Show. Glad that you have joined us today. I'm Jeff Beals, your co-host from NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate Company. That is Omaha's premier commercial real estate firm in business since 1855 and now part of a seven-division company that provides cutting-edge services in a wide variety of real estate-related practice areas. We're also brought to you by D&M Roofing, Omaha's premier commercial and residential roofing contractor. Well, without any further ado, it is now time to introduce my co-host, a man who is wearing his Penn State Nittany Lions blue shirt, Trenton Magid.
Hey, it's a warm shirt, and I'll be sure to change before the game.
You are a Husker fan, but by golly, that is Penn State blue you're wearing there. Not that it really matters.
I thought about it this morning, and I had something else on, and I was told that was just for working out, so I decided to change into something else.
I'm wearing blue, too, but
that's true.
Different shade.
I wasn't going to throw you under the bus on the radio.
Well,
it's not a visual media, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not a... Thank God for that. So without any further ado, we're going to go right into our development news of the week, which is brought to you by Eagle Mortgage, eaglemortgagecompany.com. At Eagle Mortgage, they work with people who are getting ready to make one of the biggest decisions of their lives, and that is buy a new house. And for most folks, it requires a lot of focus and energy being spent on your financing. What are you going to do to pay for that new house? Well, Eagle Mortgage makes it about as easy as any company does. They've got a team of people who are very customer service oriented. They sit down with you, listen to what is important to you, answer your questions about financing. That can be confusing for a lot of people, you know, because most people only buy a house a couple few times in a life. So let the people at Eagle Mortgage coach you through the process, help you get the best deal you possibly can, and get you into that dream house. And don't forget, this is not a time to slow down in the house buying process. People are buying them like crazy, even though we are now kind of in that holiday season. Very robust home market. You can find them online at eaglemortgagecompany.com. Well, the big development news of the week, Trenton, was affirmation and confirmation of something we reported a couple weeks ago on this show, and that is Dollar General will build a huge 800,000 square foot distribution center in Blair. It'll be located along Highway 75, south side of town, as you're coming in on the Blair Low Road from Omaha. This will be an $85 million investment. The distribution center will serve 1,500 stores, 130 of which are in the state of Nebraska, and it will create 400 jobs. But it's not every day that we land 800,000 square foot warehouses in this area.
And I've done some further research, and I believe that the value of the products that will be in there will be more than the $500,000 that I predicted on the other show.
Yeah, because you said there could be $500,000 worth of merchandise in that store.
That's just wholesale, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know. And I'm not saying this just to be funny or anything like that. I've never been in a Dollar General store. Is everything just a dollar, or do they have stuff that's more than a dollar?
That's a great question. Now, I bought some of those noodles for swimming.
Oh, those little pool noodles.
What I used them for was I had these tall pots in the front of our house, and if you wrap them up, because they don't deteriorate with water and soil and stuff like that. So if you need to like fill a pot or something, someone told me to do that, and it worked out great.
Oh, so you don't need to use as much dirt?
Right.
That's a good idea.
And they're like a dollar a piece.
Except for your pot's a little top heavy, I'm thinking.
It can be. They're pretty heavy pots.
Oh, okay. That's a good
idea.
There
you go, ladies and gentlemen. The gardening show and Grow Omaha.
The gardening show.
It is called Grow Omaha, so.
Well, the gardening show is back on KFAB. Remember they used to have that, Plant Talk or something like that?
Yeah, totally.
So you are filling the void of Plant Talk right now.
There you go.
There you go. So next spring, get your pool noodles and use those to fill up the bottom part of your planters so as to save on dirt.
Absolutely. It's got to be a heavy enough pot.
But this is that's a nice catch. $85 million investment, 400 jobs in Blair. It'll be interesting, Trenton, to see what happens in Washington County in the coming years, because the housing, the single-family housing growth in West Omaha is creeping to the north. If you go and look at some of the housing construction that's on the 180th, 168th, 156th corridors, way north, it's really getting close to Bennington. Well, Bennington is only a mile or so south of the Washington County line. It'll be interesting to see what type of growth we have in Washington County. Blair is the home to that Cargill Bio Refinery sure. campus.
Well, also, don't forget about the 180th Street connection from Dodge Street to Maple that was been long awaited. They're finally working on that, and that really opens, because 168th Street to Bennington just and that thing's been there for a long time, and now 180th is needed.
Oh, yeah, and that project is coming along. About 2 weeks ago, I drove around and looked at it from as close as you could get to it from the four different angles. A lot of people, you know, don't get too excited about street projects. They're not as glamorous as office buildings right. and cool retailers, but there's an awful lot of work that's going into making that project happen.
Well, when you have to do a bridge or more than one bridge, it gets expensive.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, some bad news, but I don't know if this comes as a shock to you and me with the amount of time we pay attention to business in Omaha and what's going on in the world, but I know this came as a shock to some people. AMC Oakview 24 Theaters is kaput. Not going to be here anymore. That in the entertainment world locally kind of shook the earth a little bit. It wasn't that many years, Trent. I mean, I know you and I are getting a little bit old, but,
right.
But it doesn't seem that long ago when you and I were going to the grand opening, and that was like the most amazing theater complex Omaha had ever even thought of having, and now it's gone.
And that was only, what, 20, 25 years ago
yeah.
that they built that. Well, the good news is that the soon-to-open ACX 12 Plus out on 204th South of Q – next to the Backlot Restaurant, you know, that'll definitely help, and it's pretty good timing for that, and also the Alamo Draft House Cinemas are closed, and you know, I don't know if they'll reopen or not.
Yeah, that is one we're keeping our eye on. I definitely hope they do, for their sake and for the sake of Omaha Entertainment, but I would be worried. And I know you are worried about those. Going back to the ACX, though, that is a great replacement for the Oakview Theater, which is now kaput.
That's the same folks that have the Exarban Cinema and Backlot Restaurant there, and great operators and state-of-the-art technology. They have huge screens in there.
A phenomenal restaurant. And the design and the amenities and the technology in that ACX 12, in my opinion, blows away the other theaters around. So,
no question.
While it's sad to lose the AMC one, you've got, in my opinion, a nicer one that is getting really, really close to opening. But, you know, this it'll be interesting to keep our eye on that. There was another closure in the entertainment restaurant world announced, Farine 4, the bakery/restaurant at 30th and Leavenworth, which was quite acclaimed and very good. That has closed as well, which is unfortunate.
That I know it was good, but that's one of those names that are just hard to remember.
Is it Farine plus four, Farine and four, or just Farine four?
I don't know, but
guess it doesn't matter anymore.
I just remember like Expedex building and stuff like that. And companies get so creative with their names, and you want people to remember them. And sometimes it's the harder it is to remember, the harder it is to, unless you're driving by it every day. Sometimes you want it on the tip of people's tongues.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'm pronouncing Farine. Maybe it was Farine.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. I never went there. I had always intended to. There you go. Maybe I'm part of the problem. But that restaurant, there was a New York Times food critic or some sort of New York Times reporter that writes a great deal about restaurants. I remember it was last year she was in Omaha and hit a bunch of the culinary restaurants, the culinary scene, a lot of top restaurants in town, and that Freen 4, Freen Plus 4, Freen and 4, whatever it was, she praised that place and said it was just outstanding. So sorry to see that go. Here's a teardown that's pretty exciting. You know, last week when I was driving to Grow Omaha Saturday morning, I noticed the Applebee's along Dodge at Crossroads was coming down. And yesterday when I was driving by the Crossroads, the old Best Buy and Bag and Save grocery store buildings coming down.
Yeah, that was a long time coming.
Yeah, so we're finally going to see some big progress in the middle of town. Next week, we have Chip James, the developer of the new Crossroads development, is going to join us here.
That'll be exciting. We've been trying to get him on for a long time, and he's a good friend, and he's prolific when it comes to development.
Yeah, so we'll pick his brain and ask him all sorts of questions about what could be happening there. But definite signs of progress are going around that area. Hey, just down the street, and I should probably not even bring it up until I know for sure, but here I go anyway. Just down the street to the west, the Dead Village Inn on the south side of Dodge, just in the shadow of Methodist and Children's Hospitals. I noticed it had a fence put around it, so one would think that maybe it's coming down.
I would not be surprised.
And we have to figure out what's going in its place. We don't know that yet, but we'll look into it. Okay, Green Slate Development, which brought to you the Blackstone District, has plans for a four-story, 55-unit multifamily building at 33rd and Jones. That's in the Dewey Park area. It'd be about an $8.5 million investment and would require demolition of three small existing buildings, pretty kind of older, insignificant two-story type buildings. But that's going to be nice to see because it continues that momentum in that Midtown area. Just a little bit west of there at 38th and Leavenworth is where a five-story major apartment building is going to go. And I noticed this week heavy dirt work and site prep, maybe even almost a little bit of foundation stuff getting started on that site.
We're not lacking on new development projects.
Indeed. Well, then big news in the business world locally. Bucky's, technically Buchanan Energy, which has multiple gas station convenience stores in Omaha and some other markets, has sold to Casey's General Store for $580 million.
Yeah, you know, Steve Buchanan and the Bucky's team, Nicole and everyone over there are good friends. And I was fortunate, actually worked on behalf of sellers. I think I've done about eight deals with Steve Buchanan, and he's a class act, and he's certainly a competitor. And you know, he was like 20 years old when he started that. And the first station, which I believe he's going to keep on 50th and Dodge, with that car wash that's been much talked about, it's really neat. And you know, he's the force behind the Mr. Mechanic show on here that predates us by a number of years. And you know, we've been on here for 17 years?
Yeah, we're going on 17 years, and that's nothing.
It's like 30 years or something.
Mr.
like that.
Mechanic, that thing's been around for a long time.
I hope he keeps it. Yeah,
we have a lot of listeners who are far younger than the Mr. Mechanic show.
Absolutely. So I mean, it was, it'll take a few years, it sounds like, to transition out of the Bucky's name or whatever, but certainly, he's done a good job and done a lot for business and real estate values in Omaha, and he's got some great competitors, and we've had him on the show too. And so, congratulations to Steve Buchanan.
And like Trenton said, the Bucky's at 50th and L Street, the iconic Dundee gas station that many of you know and love. It is our understanding that remains. So I'm sure if you listen to the Mr. Mechanic show later on today on KFB, maybe they'll have some information about that deal then. So we'll find out. That is your development news of the week, which is brought to you by Eagle Mortgage, eaglemortgagecompany.com. They know mortgages. When we come back, we're going to talk about the University of Nebraska at Omaha's new Center for Professional Sales. This is part of the College of Business Administration, and you'll be fascinated to find out what UNO is doing to help local businesses be more successful. Dr. Shannon Cummins, head of the UNO Sales Center, will be joining us. Many more topics after that. You don't want to miss a minute of this show because we have all sorts of very relevant, up-to-date, cutting-edge information you're not going to find in other places. You're listening to Jeff and Trenton on Grow Omaha on News Radio 1110.
At the Salvation Army, the need for services is greater than ever amid the pandemic. Help rescue Christmas for Metro families. Go to omaharedkettle.org to donate.
And welcome back to Grow Omaha. The area's only commercial real estate and economic development business expansion talk show. I am Jeff Beals, your host, sitting next to the other host, Trenton Magid. We have known each other since we are kids, and we have the privilege of working together at NAI NP Dodge commercial real estate firm that is the longest running real estate firm anywhere in the United States of America. And today we are about 30 brokers strong, and we work with anything from office buildings to apartment buildings to shopping centers, warehouses, factories, turning farmland into development land. We do it if it's related to commercial real estate.
I've even turned farmland into farmland.
That's true.
That's how good we are. We sold a lot of farms last year.
You've turned soybean land into corn land.
Oh yeah, rotation.
we're efforting to get a hold of our contact from the UNO Sales Center. So in the meantime, we're going to press on with some other topics. And I guess the first thing I would like to mention is there was an interesting story this week in the World Herald, Trenton, about some controversy. Removing some residential tenants from some doomed buildings at 44th and Douglas. At 44th and Douglas, plans call for a 7-story hotel with 95 rooms that would probably primarily serve the med center and all the growing med center activities. A very exciting project. It's almost an $18 million project. Really, really nice.
And we need more hotel rooms. You know it.
Especially in that part of town with the med center.
I know
growth.
We do.
Yeah. So it's an important thing, but it was interesting. There was an article that a lot of residents were asked to leave. They were on month-to-month leases, so it was perfectly legal. And they were asked to leave in 30 days, and apparently they kind of protested, and now the owner is giving them till the middle of January. But I think this brings up a bigger story that every day in the growth and development of a dynamic city, you sometimes have people who are displaced against their will. You know, they would rather not go. But and I think one of the things we have to battle as a society that wants to grow is, you know, how do you move people as ethically as you can? But because we have to move forward. And frankly, a lot of buildings stand in the way of the progress we want to make.
Yeah, and especially in residential tenants. I mean, it's near and dear to people's hearts. And it's amazing how even when landlords want to refurbish and update apartment stuff, a lot of tenants get so comfortable they don't want new carpet, and they just don't want to be disturbed, and people get even in their houses they get comfortable, and so it's always a touchy subject, and certainly you look at the human side of it, the compassionate side of it, but you also look at the economic development side of it, which this show is about, is about all that actually, but you want the tax base to increase, you want the areas to thrive. And so I understand the issue and how tenants can, especially 30 days, it's a pretty quick thing. And I'm sure a lot of landlords try to give them as much time as possible.
Yeah. And the other docket item I had for this section, Trenton, is the new gambling changes in the state of Nebraska. On election day, voters approved casino gambling at state horse racing tracks by a 2-to-1 margin. Now, of course, there had been many near misses in Nebraska in which gambling was proposed but was turned down by the voters or not allowed to be on the ballot or what have you. And so now it appears as if we will see about $300 million worth of casino construction and investment at a handful of Nebraska horse racing tracks. One of those is here in Omaha at around 60th and Q Street. It's going to be fascinating to me to see how significant these casinos are, how busy they are, whether they make a dent in the very well-established, sizable Council Bluffs casinos, and at what quality level they are.
Do we know what games they're allowing at these? Are these table games and slot machines? Do we have that wasn't really talked about on these issues.
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess, and I should never assume, but my assumption was it was full-blown everything. I don't know. I'm going to be really honest with you. The concern I have when I think of casinos at a horse racing track, I think dirty.
Yeah.
I just think dirty, low-grade, not nice. And I don't know if that makes me snobby, but I just don't have a good vision of what these things will look like.
Well, you're not a casino guy anyway. And now I go just to be able to report on the show, whether it's Las Vegas or Council Bluffs. I think it's important for
research
for our listeners to get a full report.
Okay. So are you gonna, when these
if
open,
I have to take the risk.
if you have to risk some money, you'll do that for us?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'll go with you. When it first opens, I'll go check it out.
Yeah.
That'll probably be the only time I go, but I'll definitely go once with you to just check it out for observation.
We've had our casino adventures in the past.
We have, haven't we?
Yes, yeah. We have.
So I don't know. What do you think? Did they take a big bite out of Council Bluffs casinos?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, your competition always either grows an industry and makes it better or cannibalizes, but I don't see it as a huge threat to the majors.
It'll be interesting to see. And what do you think the niceness level will be? How would you describe the niceness level? Do you think they'll be on par? Because if you go to Harrah's, for example, that's a pretty sizable place. You know, it's a hotel tower. They've got some nice restaurants. The Horseshoe has a prime steakhouse.
Yeah.
These are big places. They've got hotels. Ameristar
they have good
quite
food
the,
options, and, yeah. they're nice.
Will it be anything like that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So it'll be.
I imagine more one level, and do you know the other locations besides 60th and Q?
There would be one in Lincoln. There's a horse racing track there. South Sioux City, Nebraska. Probably Grand Island. I believe there were five. So I don't know where the fifth one would be, but my guess is if any of them are going to be nice or nicer, it would probably be the Lincoln one, because Lincoln is a decent sized town with no other casinos.
Well, do we know who the operators are going to be of the casinos?
Apparently, Ho Chunk, the company out of Sioux City,
yeah,
would be the one. I know there's a big office building or somewhat
for
big
which
office.
One?
There's a big office building in Sioux City that has Ho-Chunk on it, so I think they're a pretty sizable hospitality company.
Right, but which location?
I believe they would do Omaha, Lincoln, and Sioux City.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know about the other two. Grand Island. Is it maybe Columbus or something? I don't know. I apologize for not knowing where the other one is, but it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. Well, we're going to take our middle of the show break. When we come back, we're going to have our Noddle Development Real Estate Spotlight, and you're not going to want to miss that. You're listening to Jeff and Trenton on Grow Omaha, brought to you by NAI, NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate, and D&M Roofing. Back into Jiffy on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Do you have someone giving you a no-cost risk assessment of your roof on your commercial?
$2.15 provides a hot, nutritious meal and inspires hope for lasting change in a neighbor in need. Go to opendoormission.org.
And welcome back to Grow Omaha, the area's only show dedicated to the growth and development of the metro area. I'm Jeff Beals, sitting next to Trenton Magid. We represent NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate Company. We're also brought to you by D&M Roofing, dandmroofing.com. You won't find a better roofing contractor out there when it comes to the quality of the product delivered and the care they show for their customers, both residential and commercial. And if you are a commercial building owner or decision maker, you definitely want to check into D&M Roofing's preventative maintenance program. That's especially important now that we're coming into that part of the year where snow and ice tend to sit on your roof for days or weeks at a time. Get a hold of them. You can find them at dandmroofing.com. All right, everyone loves our real estate development spotlight, brought to you by Noddle Companies. Last week, we told you about a couple new retailers coming to Exarban Village, Chloroform and Power Life Yoga. We also talked about some more to come that are not quite ready to be announced. I will tell you that I was in Exarban Village earlier this week. I was killing a little time while my son was doing some baseball practice. And so I popped in to the inner rail and I had a drink there. And it was about 8:30 on a chilly work night, school night. And it was still quite alive and people there. Everyone was social distancing. It felt very safe.
Just got a great vibe there.
It was kind of nice. Yeah, great vibe. Well, hey, one of the Noddle projects that we have talked about is the future Kiewit headquarters. And that is pretty much done. Kiewit's kind of in the process of moving all their operations into there over the course of time. And that, of course, is part of the Builders District, which is in that north downtown area, say like 16th Street Mike Fahey, 16th and yep. Mike Fahey. Well, just to the west of that, demolition is underway for what is going to be a real nice condo building. So that's exciting to see. And then, of course, eventually plans call for groundbreaking sometime mid to late next year for an office building to the south. But that demo is going
with
on.
Ground floor retail.
Ground floor retail. Service. Yeah, but that demo is going on for that condo building directly west of the new Kiewit headquarters.
And in addition to the Kiewit parking garage is already there, they're going to have another parking garage that the city is putting up for the condos and the other tenants. So they'll be well parked at the Builders District.
Yeah, very, very nice stuff. It's really looking good in that area. And that is your Real Estate Development Spotlight brought to you by Noddle Companies. Noddle Companies, one of the Midwest's premier commercial real estate and residential real estate developers, serving not only Omaha, but many other markets around the country as well. All right, so a couple other things we wanted to mention. Gary Saddlemeyer, our legendary face and voice of KFAB radio, is always listening and always flattered that Gary listens to us. Although I think he listens to KFAB all the time, pretty much.
It's in his blood and his ears.
Anyway, Gary says the casino at the horse racing track would include all casino games and even a sports book. He also said that we were correct in guessing the fifth one was Columbus. So it's Omaha, South Sioux City, Lincoln, Columbus, and Grand Island.
Yep. I can't wait to play Spin the Wheel.
What's that?
That's that.
It's like where, Spin the Donkey?
Yeah. Whatever dealer gets a short straw or whatever, they stand there, and it's a wheel kind of like Wheel of Fortune where you put your money like – on one of the spots, and whether you double your money or 20-1, and you have odds, and they spin the wheel, and it goes around, and then wherever it stops, you lose your money.
That's a brilliant game.
You can actually, at some casinos, you can actually play the game War.
Really?
You know, that childhood game where you play, and they actually have that as a table game.
Do they have a War High Rollers room?
I thought that'd be great.
This is for people that want
no limit
millions of
no
dollars.
No limit
on
war.
Do they have the high rollers for 52 card pickup?
Yeah.
Oh.
We call it construction. I'll be the dump truck. You be the pickup truck.
Yeah, exactly. Real exciting news. The new iteration of the Blackstone Hotel called the Kempton Cottonwood Hotel, Trenton is getting really close to opening.
Absolutely, and for our faithful listeners and friends, the Blackstone Hotel, which opened in 1916, I thought it was 1920, but I just read an industry article that it might have been 1918, where my great-grandfather Charles Schimmel bought it, and it had four sons. My grandfather, A.Q. Schimmel, was the oldest son. My mother, Carolyn Schimmel Magid, remembers it fondly, and not at the beginning, because
she wasn't quite there. Yeah.
She's 85. You can do the numbers. But anyway, big announcement. Look for Cindy Gonzalez's article she's a business reporter and real estate reporter for the Omaha World Herald. Look for a great article either tomorrow or Monday. And they're going to have a big announcement. They're going to have a big press event this week. And unfortunately, due to the pandemic and everything, it's not going to be huge, but people will hear about it. And this beautiful $72 million project, the revival of the Blackstone Hotel. I'll always call it the Blackstone, but it is the Cottonwood. The Cottonwood. And so the family is very excited about it. We congratulate Greenslate and Clarity Development on their exciting project.
And Trenton's family may or may not be involved in the grand opening next week. We'll give you all the details next Saturday.
We certainly were invited, and we are happy to contribute some historic items to the project. And the developers have been fun to work with and very inclusive. And so I'm happy for my mother and my family. And it's just neat to see that the Blackstone Hotel is that property. Not only is a hotel again, because it was Blackstone Center Office Building, but it's an expanded property, and it's better than ever.
Well,
some great restaurants too.
We'll give you some details about the opening coming up on next week's show, which will be exciting. So stay tuned for that. All right, we're going to take our final break of the morning, and when we come back, it's going to be the Turner Construction Lightning Round. And I'm looking at the list. Got about 10 things. So if you want ammunition for your next cocktail party, I don't know.
Virtual cocktail party. Do you still
go to cocktail parties during the surge? I don't know. But maybe you're going to really small cocktail parties. At any rate, this is going to be the information you want to know, like every week on the Lightning Round. So stay with us. You're listening to Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAINP Dodge on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Nebraska's news, weather, and traffic station is available everywhere with our iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. News Radio 1110 KFAB, an iHeartRadio station.
And welcome back to Grow Omaha, the area's only show that focuses on buildings and freeways and population growth and business expansion and entertainment options. It's kind of all of the good fun stuff that goes into a growing city. And goodness gracious, our city really, truly is. This is the Lightning Round, which is brought to you by Turner Construction. Turner Construction is building for the future here in Omaha and around the world. In fact, Turner Construction, based in New York, has 150 full-time employees in Omaha now. So it's really growing its Omaha presence, helping out so much with workforce development issues. And beyond building spaces, Turner Construction is investing in Omaha and surrounding communities through active involvement in more than 30 community organizations. So if you have a construction project, either big or small, think Turner Construction. If you are a person or you have a kid who is thinking about going into construction, look for a career at Turner Construction. They take good care of their people. They take good care of their clients. And we're proud to have them as the sponsor of the Lightning Round. All right, here we go. Stories Coffee has opened another location. This one is in the Switch Food Hall. I think it's actually called the Switch Beer and Food Hall. And this is located in the brand new building directly north of the Blackstone building, Kempton Cottonwood Hotel, that Trent and I were talking about last segment. And the original Stories was out on West Pacific and then has been gone a couple of years. But a Stories opened earlier this year at 114th and Dodge and absolutely freaking has taken off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud to have put that deal together.
It's the place to see and be seen for weekday business meetings.
Well, if you call the pandemic a storm, it was a perfect storm. You had Starbucks closed across the street, and then I think they just reopened their drive-thru or whatever a while later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the I think it was Roast or whatever closed at Exarban for at least a while or whatever. And you had a ton of UNO people come out there and everything else. And so, I've been there a number of times, and they have good food and drink, and it's good for that shopping center right next to Nebraska Dance.
And like I said, their second location is now open in the Blackstone District. Hey, speaking of the Blackstone District, a developer, Clarity Development, is planning on constructing a multi-use, mixed-use building that would probably include some multifamily component at 38th and Farnham, southeast corner. This is kind of on the eastern edge of the heart of the Blackstone District, and it would be immediately west of the Kempton Cottonwood Blackstone that we've been talking about. It is currently a surface parking lot on the southeast corner of 38th and Farnham, And no details were provided. Mostly we just found out about it because the developer was talking about city zoning plans and all this sort of thing. But keep an eye on that. That'll be a nice addition to that area. My guess, Trenton, and this is just purely a guess, would be another one of those classic five-story pedestal buildings where you've got four stories of apartments on top of some commercial.
True. And again, that's really been the city's vision for that area and a lot of areas on these major corridors is height, and not just single-story buildings, not parking lots, but multifamily and getting critical mass and density.
Got a new women's apparel and accessories retailer in town called Versona. They are at L Street Marketplace, about 120-something and L Street. And they are based in Charlotte, North Carolina. They're part of a larger retailer known as Cato, which has a location at I-680 and Blair High Road.
Also, I'm looking forward to our friends at Pickleman's is fixing. It'll probably be a month or two. They're going to open up their seventh area location between Lincoln and Omaha at L Street Marketplace. It was the former Smash Burger. We put them on the corner there, right in L Street Marketplace, and the sign's already up, but they're working on the build out, and I imagine January or maybe February, Pickleman's will have another location.
A new Omaha Public School District elementary school at 10th and Pine Street on the site of the old Grace University is well underway. This is a yet-to-be-named school. The project calls for using the existing gym and student center that once served Grace University, plus adding 46,000 feet of new building. That would make for a total of 113,000 square feet. If you haven't been by that area of Little Italy, construction there is in full swing, and it is scheduled for a spring of 22 completion. Hey, Trenton, last Saturday night, my wife and I had dinner at Jay Gilbert's.
Nice.
And had a great dinner there, as we always do. It's one of my favorite places. Did you know that, by the way, that was purchased by the Landry's restaurant empire?
Really?
Yeah. Apparently there are maybe, I don't know, half dozen to a dozen Jay Gilbert's in the country, mostly in Missouri. They're from Kansas City. At any rate, Landry's bought them.
Well, they also own
Saltgrass Steakhouse at Village Point. The reason I bring this up, you may have heard about the igloos that have been temporarily placed in the courtyard of the Capital District where the ice skating rink normally is this time of year.
You got your reservation in?
I don't, but I want to. We need to get one. You and Amy, yeah. And we need to get Stephanie, me, and we'll have to choose another couple.
Yeah,
and it'll be the seventh caller. Just kidding. Don't call.
Yeah.
The funny thing
here's Jeff's cell phone.
We say that, and only three people call in.
Yeah.
That want to have cocktails with us in the igloo. If you don't know what these are little temporary, transparent igloos made out of some sort of plastic or fiberglass or something. They look really cool. They're heated. You can have food and drink delivered from Capital District restaurants. We are definitely going to do
that. I hope they don't fog up because you really want to see and be seen.
Yeah, well, it depends on what people are doing inside those igloos.
That's
that
true.
Could cause them to fog up. Construction.
This is a family show, Jeff.
I didn't say anything wrong. Construction bids are now being accepted for dredging and repairing of the boat marina at Lewis and Clark Landing. This was it didn't do so well in those floods a while back.
No.
And so now they're going to clean that up, and presumably this will be a nice amenity given what's going on
we
in
should
that
bid
general
on that.
Area. We should. Do you know much about dredging?
No, but I know people.
That's true. Maybe we could just be the master dredger, and we could hire sub dredgers.
That's true.
Speaking of that area, Lewis and Clark Landing, the name of the future Science Museum, which will be constructed about where Rick's Cafe Boatyard once stood, that name will be revealed on Monday. So press release coming out on Monday. We're going to find out what the official name of that new $100 million science museum is going to be. This is going to be a spectacular attraction for downtown. What's your guess? I have no idea. Do you have an idea?
Suzanne Walter Scott.
Center. That was maybe a guess I had,
and
too.
Mr. Scott, we appreciate
and
everything. And we joined the zoo again this year, and we went there, and it's great to see their names on things, and they deserve it. And
thank you for everything he does.
That'd be a very appropriate name. Hey, really fast, just in 10 seconds, Central Park Plaza Twin Towers have sold from a California company to a local company, City Ventures. Sounds like renovation plans are in the works there. That's it for this week. I'm Jeff Beals.
And I'm Trenton Maggett.
You've been listening to Grow Omaha, brought to you by D&M Roofing and NAINP Dodge on News Radio 1110 KFAB.